Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org. Today's topic is a crash course on how to stake your property. We'll start with Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 9, NLT. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you. Write them on your doorpost of your home and on your gates. Now, this verse is a foundational idea for staking your land or your house. God's word is still powerful. It still protects us if we truly have faith in it. So I want to mention some things to consider when you're planning your staking, some ideas that have come to us, and I've made a list of them here I want to share with you, and you might want to use some of these as you stake your property. First, James 2, 21 and 22 reminds us that Abraham's actions made his faith complete. And so this is just one action that you can take to help complete your faith. Number two, as a baptized believer in Jesus, I recommend people say out loud who attend the staking, Jesus is Lord. And so I recommend that. Jesus says if you confess him before men, he's going to confess you before the Father in heaven. Public baptism and public pronouncement of his lordship and your faith are two ways that you can profess your faith. Number three, think about cleaning up the property you're going to stake by removing any symbols or items that might be offensive to God. Pray about that. Some examples of that might be dream catchers, Ouija boards, symbols of death, bones, Pokemon cards, which stands for pocket monster, by the way, pornography, questionable movies and books, drugs, things like that. Number four, as you stake, mention the things that the Bible teaches actually defile the land. Sexual immorality defiles the land, idolatry, blood, like innocent blood, the blood of Abel was crying out to God, and broken covenants. We've broken covenants with Indians. We've broken covenants with each other. We've all broken one of the Ten Commandments, or all of them. Repent for anything done on that land in times past to sever any connections to evil practices and removing all consequences from those evil deeds. I hope that makes sense. Consider writing extra verses and or issues on the stakes that you're facing at the moment, like finances. Maybe your church is trying to raise money for a building project. You might want to write that on some of the stakes. Fear, no fear, no anger, more love, etc. So the staking procedures actually target these specific issues and redeems it. Number five, Luke 10:19 is where God gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. So be sure to bind all evil beings attached to that land and put them in chains in the pit until judgment, Jude verse 6. And command also that no similar evil beings can take the place of those you've just removed. Number six, read the verses out loud that are listed on the stakes, which focus on God's power for your protection. There's no wrong way to do this. You can stake the perimeter and then read the verses, or you can read some verses at each stake location. That part doesn't matter. Number seven, consider the possibility of generational curses that are attached to that land. Perhaps granddad drank too much, and then dad drank too much, and now I'm drinking too much. It's not always just external influences or bad habits. It's often a generational curse because of the influences of a familiar spirit or unseen evil being. Maybe a great-grandmother that you didn't know dabbled in witchcraft, or a mother dabbled in the occult through a Ouija board or something like that. These things open up a family bloodline with connections to affect future generations. So they need to be repented of to be separated from all current day repercussions from those connections. Number eight, some like to pray that they're invisible to the demons while they're staking, which turns this into a clandestine way to take back the territory without our unseen beings being aware of it right away. Interesting thought. Number nine, some have questions about our authority to do this on property we don't own, like a church property, a school, a jail, a courthouse, etc. Now, when you're considering this, keep in mind that God owns the earth. And as children of God, we have the right to proclaim God's ownership anywhere. Also, as taxpayers, we have the right to stake any public property. If this still worries you, or if you don't want to be recorded on a camera security footage doing this, simply go a block away in all four directions and execute the staking procedure out of sight of the actual building. God knows what you're staking. Think of it as a deed change, literally claiming it for the kingdom of God. Number 10, a great way to stake land you cannot get to quickly or can't get to at all because it's too far away, or it's someone who wouldn't want you to stake their property. To do this, you can virtually stake with a simple cardboard box. Now, here's an example. This is an example of a box of a courthouse. We were staking a courthouse because some important decisions were being made in that courthouse. And when we staked it, the problems literally went away. It's the highest court. God's court's the highest court. And notice we put a picture of the courthouse from Google Maps in the bottom, and we put stakes on the corners, and we wrote other issues around on the inside and outside of the box. So if you have a loved one that you know is not open to this idea, but they've walked away from their faith, that's a great way to stake them out by remote control, so to speak. So you can claim it that way. Print out that screenshot and put it in that box and use that as another way. Now, another number 11, anointing oil can also be used in multiple ways. You can anoint the stakes. You can anoint the house, the windows and the doors, all opening, fence posts, gates. And this comes from James 5, verse 14. Number 12, some actually include taking communion at some point during the staking procedure, which is also great for those who wish to. You can also put some bread and wine in the ground at each stake location. God created the land, it's his land, and we're in communion with him and working with him. So number 13, remember that Saul was tormented by evil spirits? Remember how these were expelled? Through the praise and worship of David. That's what David would come and do. And this is what comforted Saul. And it's because demons can't stand to be where God is being praised. So many people play worship music during the staking process, or actually blow the shofar to signify the presence of God there. It's easy to do this today because we have YouTube videos and YouTube shofar playings. You could just turn on your phone and play it that way. Just an idea, again, not required. 14, another important aspect is to consider is that castles used to have a moat and a wall and spikes on top of the wall, and then guards who had bows and arrows and swords. That's six layers of defense. If there's no significant issues going on, maybe just four stakes on the corners of the property are sufficient. But if there's ongoing issues, maybe the kids have been having nightmares for years, maybe there's disobedience, maybe there's drugs, anger has been excessive, or fear or suicidal thoughts, or severe financial issues, then you might want to consider multiple layers of defense. You can stake the lot, the house, the bedroom, and the bed. I hope that makes sense. 15, we're learning that if the property has multiple buildings, it's best to stake each building separately and then the property as a whole. 16, consider inviting other parties with a vested interest in that property or the people who will be on the property. 17, when facing severe issues or severe family or life issues, we highly recommend fasting before staking or along with staking. Jesus never said if you fast, he said when you fast. 18, logistically, it's also a great idea just to bring a big screwdriver and poke a pilot hole in the ground before you start staking so you can be sure to locate a spot that's soft enough to get the stake in all the way down. 19, this covers the question of once staked, always staked. And I think you know what I'm talking about there. But some ask, well, I've staked it once, why would I ever stake it again? We stake the city of Longview every year starting in 2017. And we've seen improvements in different areas, and we stake for different issues. One year we prayed about racial unity. One year it was praying against witchcraft. One year we prayed for our children. And keep in mind, when you're staking a facility where there's lots of changes, new staff members, new members, then it's good to make it an annual project, an annual procedure. Some churches on staking day will get one stake for each family and get their family members to bring a permanent pen and write their favorite verse or their family names or issues that they're worried about for the church on the stakes before they stake them. That way you're targeting the issue. Number 20, we now do a yearly event, the second Saturday in January every year, called National Staking Day. You can go to our website at active-faith.org and sign up for it. It's a free event, and you just sign in online. We do a live stream at 10 a.m. in Central Time, and we pray together, tell a couple of encouraging stories, and then dismiss, turn the live stream off, and everybody disperse and go stake out their city. Last year, we had 32 cities and I think 7 different states participate. We hope to see that grow every year. And then 21 is a sample prayer that I would pray as I do a staking process covering many of these issues we just talked about. So your prayer could sound something like this. Father, please make us completely hidden and invisible to all our unseen enemies as we take spiritual control of this property right now. As we begin to claim this land for you, we confess that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and He is your only Son who came and died for our sins. And we thank you that professions of faith and demonstrations of our faith, like staking or like baptism, show the world that we're on your side in this spiritual battle. Lord, we're giving the deed to this land over to you. We're showing that we trust in the total power of your word to keep this land free from all evil from this day forward. We confess and repent for anything done here in the past in the form of sexual perversion, idolatry, innocent bloodshed, and broken covenants of all types. Deliver us and the land from all this past sin and free us from any repercussions because of all past sin from the land or from the bloodlines involved. We bind and gag all demonic entities who are here and have any connection to this land because of all past sin, and we praise you now that those days are past. Their right to be here has been rescinded permanently. We command in Jesus' name that these beings be put in chains in a pit until judgment, and that no similar demons can make their home here ever again. We take this action today to demonstrate and complete our faith in your ability and willingness to protect this land and all people who set foot on it. In Jesus' name, amen. So those are some ideas you can use to stake your land and see the changes that happen. Watch for the changes that happen when God takes over. And as we sign off today, I'm going to remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.